The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own, and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the community-wide Shure Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You have listened to us over 500,000 times. American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum, dear listening audience, and welcome to Community Developmental Stages. Our guest for this evening is inshallah Imam Delaisi Umar. In just a few moments, we will have him come in and he will share with us some community information and his area of expertise or his area of concern, as we all have. We want to address a few concerns that in any community, you know, do you have the four areas wherein we are thinking that every community is developed in? And of course, being that people, human beings, have needs and everyone have potential. But some are leaders in that they have to be ones in the governing powers and ones in as far as including education and cultural, sociocultural development and economical business concerns, as well as the government, the governing bodies. Now, beyond that, there are certain other areas that are of concern in those areas. Those, I guess you would say, sub-areas, sub-developing processes that need to take place. So we will be discussing some of those this evening, inshallah, God willing. But before that, let me share with you some of the beautiful processes that's going on with the Community-Wise Shura Conference, and that is we are getting ready for the Ramadan Telethon. We're in the month of Ramadan, and we're closing in on the 30th day, or the last day for this month of Ramadan, and then we won't be going through this particular fast. But what will that mean? What will it actually look like? Well, nonetheless, we here at American Muslim 360 and Community Wise Shura Conference offers everyone the opportunity to express their willingness to donate. And so we'll hear more about that come Monday, June 11th at 7 a.m., God willing, right after the Quranic reading. But before then, you can go to cwsc.us and press the blue button and venture through the other intelligentsia aligned with American Muslim 360. All right, now we're going to play Return to Innocence. You probably have heard that over and over and over again, but we want to keep it there because we know that sometimes, you know, we get busy and we get into our daily routines and we tend to forget some things, or we have it on our mind and then something else comes along and then, of course, it slips into the background of our thinking. So let's go to the Return to Innocence, where we're reminded about certain activities that we can take on as a community, as individuals, or as groups, and we'll hear Imam Abdul Aziz express that.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Abdul Aziz, CWSC board member, director of the CWSC Ambassador Programs and National Leadership Advisory Council, and host of AM360's Ma'iya Al-Kulihal, inviting you to share in the special blessings of interfaith unity in the national campaign honoring the blessed month of Ramadan. All month long, you're invited to participate in the Return to Innocence, Sharing the Spirit of Ramadan campaign, in which Islamic institutions nationwide are being asked to include at least one interfaith event with another Islamic organization in the same metropolitan area, and preferably with an organization that represents a new or renewed relationship that may cross cultural, ethnic, or language barriers. In other words, all of us are being asked to share time with one another in a way we may have never done before. We're asking all to work this month with unprecedented interfaith unity and unconditional positive regard and reconciliation. Examples of joint events might be praying together on the occasion of Jum'ah or another congregational prayer, one joint iftar, a masjid movie day, a youth appreciation day, joint press conference, joint resolution for city welcoming and explaining Ramadan to a joint open house, a joint day of community service or outreach such as neighborhood cleanup or food drive, and of course, the ultimate, a joint Eid celebration. The second part of the Return to Innocence campaign is reconciliation, and it applies to any circumstances in which independent local institutions in the same city have suffered a breach between their organizations as a result of past grievances or misunderstandings. We are asking leaders of those institutions to meet first in private with a commitment to heal the division, followed by action to bring their entire communities together for one event during the blessed month. Finally, we ask you to share with us your event success stories and photos with CWSC so we can share them with the entire American Muslim community. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Finally, AM360 may feature your community's interfaith unity success story in a national interview. Just imagine the power of all of us together as brothers and sisters, solely for the sake of Allah, during this month. Imagine what the angels will say to our Lord and what our Lord will say to us. We ask Allah's choice and blessings upon you, your family, and community. Together, we can remake the world. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
It, everyone. Some suggestions as to what we all can do to commemorate Return to Innocence. And we know that Return to Innocence is right here with the word fitra, the fatir, the fitra, the original or the natural makeup for the human being, the natural pattern of development. So when we look at community development, we're going to be sharing, I'm not going to be doing much talk this evening, but we know one thing for sure. Every creature is born to serve the Creator, and none of us know what the next moment will bring. So our physical, mental, moral, and spiritual development, it has to be directed toward the intentional service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the one God. By being grateful for the wealth and the health we've been granted by the Creator. All of us do have that to be thankful for. No matter what level of development it is in, our health or our wealth, there is that part of that time to be grateful. And so we're going to share right now community development information, and this is about, and that is until we see our guest that comes on. Perhaps something has happened that he's not able to come on. But this is Frederick Douglass. Many of you may have already studied this on Frederick Douglass. There's our guest. Okay, so we're going to just share one little part here about community development. All right, and that is on the community developmental stages. Just one moment, the intro to that. And we'll be right back.
Developing God's plan for the human being begins with God's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. And now, for the human being, community developmental stages.
And with that, we bring in to the conversation now the introduction of our dear Imam Delacy Umar. Assalamu alaikum, Imam.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Nyla and guests.
And how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. I apologize for my delay, but I was in transition and couldn't get on in a timely manner.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. The intro is always something that we preface all of our presentations with. So you're right on time. I used to say, and I still say, we're on God's time when our intentions are honorable. So that is where we are right now. And I'm so thankful that you're on with me this evening. Everyone, I'm going to ask Imam to share with you some of his background. He's been a guest before, but, you know, we love to hear that, and then sometimes there's more that comes with it as we go on. So please, Imam, share with us, just go to where, if you don't mind, share with us where you were born or established or lived or where you went to school, or just some of your background, if you don't mind.
Yes, I was born actually in New Orleans, Louisiana. I went to elementary and secondary school there and moved to Florida in 1976 and attended, did vocational training at Brevard Community College and went into the mechanical area, did several businesses related to automotive repair, trucking, towing, et cetera, and did also some retail business. Was trained professionally as a barber, still hold a valid state of Florida barber license, and just more or less hands-on type person. In 2009, I think it was, we had a Florida Conference of Muslim American meeting in Jacksonville, Florida. And I was volunteered to become the state business coordinator, committee coordinator. And I've been working in that capacity for the last, 10 years almost now, 90 some odd. So we were looking at how to affect the economic situation in the state of Florida in a collective way without making any major commitments by the nonprofits and corporations, but more or less facilitating the business development. And we put on several business conferences and whatnot since that time. So I've been focusing on business and economic development for the last 10 years or so consistently.
Oh, okay. Well, and now since you mentioned trucking, I know you, like you say, being a barber and other business entities, but I want to ask a few questions about trucking, only because I've been connected with that as well, and I know how well that, I won't say tedious that is, but you know that it takes a lot of concentration. But what part did you own your truck and you did deliveries, or you crossed the country, or you trucked right in Florida? What was that?
Yeah. I was an owner-operator, and I was transporting cars all across the country, actually. And from about 96 until 2003, I worked up in the Midwest transporting new cars from the Subaru plant to Rhode Island terminals, and then back to the Midwest with new cars to dealerships and whatnot. And I own an operator. I own several trucks, you know, during that time period, and made a living at that until 2003. I started to slow it down. My wife had a stroke around that time, and I had to rethink the business model I was doing.
Oh, okay. So an owner-operator, that is the better end of trucking in the country or what?
Actually, absolutely it was for at that time. And, you know, I kind of keep in touch with the trucking industry. And matter of fact, a group of us are looking at transportation as one of the investment points we would like to see our associates get interested in, because it is a lucrative business and it's a growing business, and there's a great demand on drivers. In that light, I also did some driver training when I was operating. I trained at least about 5 drivers and had them get their CDL. So it's a great business opportunity and model. It's tedious. It's not something you go in without a great plan. Speaking of planning, one of the major things that I saw doing my study, and I actually did study interviewing business people who had invested in businesses, et cetera, over a long period of time. And the thing that I find that really facilitated the lack of success in business was poor planning. Yes. And so from that point on, I've been a strong advocate for strong business planning. And it protects everyone, it protects the investors, it protects the business. It ensures a better potential for success. So the thing that I saw the most that it created the biggest problems in small business partnerships, investors in business, there was no written plan that who did what, who received what, how they received it, et cetera, and a vision for the business as to how it was going to be done, what was going to be the strategy for moving forward. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I have a question because you're bringing so many things into my mind right now. Because our discussion, I know many ones who are listening, they heard the word CDL, and if you give the what that stands for, and then I'll ask the other questions.
Yeah, commercial driver's license. It has special requirements for truck drivers operating heavy equipment. And it's on a commercial plane, and there's a little more requirements in terms of training and licensing for that job, particular job.
And especially if you, did you ever move hazardous materials, or did you have to be covered for hazardous just in case?
I didn't have to be covered. You can get certifications, just as you mentioned, you can get a hazmat certification, they call it, and if you're planning on being broad in general, you know, you can do that. But I specialized when I was doing my business. I specialized on cars and vehicles. So I didn't need that hazmat qualification for that purpose, for that specific specification.
Oh, okay. Well, then my next question is in reference to, you know, we're on community developmental stages, and I want the audience to keep their mind focused on the broad picture of community development. And we know that we get services and we get supplies and we have no clue as to sometimes we have no clue, not everyone, but we have no clue sometimes of how the supplies are brought into the city, and why it's important to have drivers, and why it's important for those drivers to have a balanced life themselves in order to operate or function properly on the highways. And I'm aware that even though you have access to the highways and you're moving about, you also have to pay a certain tax, especially if you're an owner operator. Correct?
That's correct.
While we're using the highways as passenger vehicles, and you all, as you're trucking through the country, and you're paying specially to use the highways, many times passenger vehicle drivers get frustrated sometimes when they see a huge truck coming at, getting in front of them or driving along, and they have to be between two or three trucks at a time on a highway. But now I'm mentioning this because, you know, cities are connected. And developing a city or a community, I know we have not, as a community, I'm speaking now of the Muslim community, and more specifically, the concern has been around the Muslim African Americans, or Muslim Americans, I should say, who are in association with the leadership of Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, Rahim Allah Huley, because now we know it's not just African Americans, but it's Muslim Americans, period. And many from abroad are in association with the leadership of Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, such as the Caribbeans and other countries. So my question is, in that planning that you spoke of, the layout, when we say that we're looking at the four areas of development, for the community, such as with business and government and education and sociocultural. And even though you're speaking business, it overlaps into the other areas. And so one cannot be done without the other. So my question to you is, how do you see that?
I'm glad you asked that very important question, and very, very important for me as a follower and student of Imam W.D. Muhammad, you know, and I'll share with you I have a business model that I've put together now. It's called Halal Marketing Enterprise. And in that business model, I sell books. I sell books. I sell the books that Imam Ronald B. Shaheed is editing and publishing on the lectures of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And I sell other books as well. For those who may not know, the last 3 years of Imam W.D. Muhammad's life, he had Imam Ronald, Imam and Educator, Ronald B. Shaheed. We should never forget that aspect of Imam Ronald, the educator, has the longest, one of the longest running schools besides the Atlanta model in the Islamic school that's been 19 years consistently running in Milwaukee. He and his wife and family and the community there have done a wonderful job developing an educational model. So he edited and published some books. Now, in my vision for the books, even just the books, I focus on education, books on education, books on business and finances, books on culture enrichment, books on governance, and the fifth category that the imam was concerned about with Salam International Products is health and books on health. So on my website, www.halalmarketingenterprise.com, I have those type of books, and I also have them on Amazon. So I'm using that model in my strategic planning for what books I'm going to present to the public. You know, we want that model to be there for all of our activities. We want to see that because, like you say, they do interact, and they one supports the other. And in that model, I'm also putting aside $1 per book over a 2-year period to fund nonprofits and et cetera, things that we are doing as a community. So I'm making a contribution of the book sales to that effort, looking and trying to encourage that type of entrepreneurial spirit in all of the Muslims. Whatever our endeavor, what are we planning or doing for the future of our ummah, the future of our community, and how can we support and help? So our one line vision is for the business is connecting people with products and services. You know, that's our goal, and what we do there, what we do as a company, is look for opportunities. You know, another one just recently we approached is with I was introduced by Dr. Nuruddin with a company called Success by Health. And we are looking at health products that will oxygenate the human body, and it's based on the red reishi mushroom product. All of the products have that red mushroom in it that has great health benefits. So we're looking at all of these different concerns that you mentioned in terms of our platform for that the imam shared with us, and how do we conduct business around that. And we are trying to emphasize the group response. So I'm going to be on a mission, I'll say it no less than that, is to look at how we can build wealth in our groups and our group efforts and our schools, you know, how we can utilize these things that we are doing to build wealth, and at the same time look at our health conditions. So we want to see how we can network as a community to build the wealth. And this affiliate is called affiliate marketing. It's not network marketing or pyramids, anything like that. It's affiliate marketing, where you become an associate affiliate to the company and get benefits from buying and using the products yourself. So that's the product Success by Health. And on that product, I have a website, halalmarketing.successbyhealth, where any institution go there and buy products, I get a percentage of that product paid to my company because I introduced that product, and et cetera, et cetera. So any organization can do that. And one of the cheap products that they are really pushing is a healthy cup of coffee. So
okay, So now, as I'm listening, and I'm sitting at a table, all right, and there are four chairs at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm now beginning to study how to think, that's the first thing, is how to think when we think about health and when we think about the wealth and we think about how to align that which is going to bring that into view. Health and wealth is the outcome, is what we want to achieve, but the process to get us there and to stay balanced is that we know we need business in order to educate, in order to have the education, in order to have the sociocultural and the governing bodies moving on all cylinders, moving at the same time. Now, so as I'm laying this out, and I pray everyone can follow me with this, as I'm sitting here at the table, and all of us, we're sitting somewhere, and as we're sitting there and we lay it out, and we know we have to give attention to all of these areas. So now, to achieve it, help me, walk me through, how should I plan? How will my thinking be in planning? Because, you know, obviously we haven't been there together, because it's showing up that we all haven't been there. So we have to get there. And so in community developmental stages, we want to see the stages of that development. And it definitely starts with the planning, like you say. So give us some idea of how that planning will look as we become engaged in whatever it is that we
community
have in our
development.
Mind.
Community development, the key word community. Keyword, community. And we have a diverse community. And we have different groups, different associations. And this is going to be my mission to do what you're saying, to bring strategic planning to the group effort, But so let's take, for instance, 360 radio station here. You know, it's a nonprofit. It has a need for funding. We're going into the marathon this coming week with raising funds to keep the station running. So, for instance, suppose 360 joined as a sponsor for the healthy products, Success by Health, for instance. And then underneath the umbrella of 360, people who are supporting that station also join, use the product, even if they didn't become a member, just use the product, buy the product from 360. And now, as the group is growing, the group effort is growing, and if the group really adapt a strategic plan to see that happening, which is something we are working on right now at this point, and really the company has a great model, but we also want to look at the group model. How do we do it in terms of the reference we are talking about? So if the group supports that, they drink, you know, we have 80% of American people drink coffee. So if everyone drink their own coffee, they get 10% back on every purchase. So if you go to my website and buy coffee, I'm going to get 10%. If you buy it from my website, and then if I buy it and sell it, I'm going to get the retail, get it at a wholesale price and sell it at a retail price. So just using that model, where we as a group sit and say we're going to work together. Let me share something with you that I want everyone to be aware of. On page 71 of the book that Imam Ronald edited and published from Imam W.D. Muhammad, he talks about this, the devastating effects that our life experiences coming from slavery through Jim Crowism and et cetera, has had on our communities, that we need to develop a psychology for life, a psychology on life and for life. And we need to dwell on it in a sacred unity. This is his language he used on it. A psychology for life and dwell on it in a sacred unity. So we are never going to progress to any great degree individually until we start looking at the group experience, the group effort, and have a space in our hearts for the group. And I know I'm talking to a person in yourself, Sister Nyla, who's sacrificing does a lot for to see this type of vision come to bear. But we need more people with that spirit that you bring. And if we did that, if we saw that picture, this would be such an easy task. We would look around in a short period of time, and every one of our groups, our schools, everything would have the wealth that it needs while we are addressing even the health concerns, the business concerns, the education concerns, because there's an educational component to being a great business person. You're not going to get that by luck and not do some study and planning and listening and networking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so now, in regardless of what the product is, what we want to do is step back, see the structure, so to speak, how to think, like you say, the psychology,
mm-hmm.
right?
And because we have not had
that kind of psychology, because we have not thought ourselves into the process to say, okay, now my mother, and others' mothers and fathers probably had a better sense of counting those pennies, realizing that pennies make dollars,
yeah.
realizing that trade and agreement start with a contract. That it used to be your word is your bond. But now
yes.
we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says reduce everything to writing. And
that's
even
right.
when there's someone present is to become that scribe or to be that witness to that contract. So we know now that the United States and other countries have gravitated to reducing everything to writing, right?
That's correct.
In legal this is where we know that it works. But so now our thinking then has to be, think about the contract, the who, the what, the when, the where, and the why, and the how. Like you said, that's the problem that many don't do. And now we're going to, I believe, I'm going to take a short pause, if you don't mind, and we'll be right back here. Let's see here. I'm live, but my pause is not working. So go ahead, give some comment as I'm going to step away from the mic for a moment as to the more into the psychology. All right?
I appreciate very much what you said concerning any business, any product, any concern that we have. If we can think community, and you know the prophet,
yeah,
peace be upon him.
Say what about Jesus? No, he's gonna take it inside. All right, thanks, Bob Jesus.
The prophet said, the best of you is the one who is most useful to his community. And that should be the focus. How do we become useful members to our community, whether it's for education, for business, for culture enrichment, for governance, and for health? How do we look at these issues? And these are concerns that really encompass the whole life. That's why our imam targeted and put focus on them, because whatever your interest is, you need these things in your life. And you know, for instance, my grandmother, it was living in the projects in New Orleans, Louisiana, and she was running a little business for the children, frozen cups, baking candy and cakes, etc. And you know, I often marveled, had a garden. You know, we used to talk about community garden. She had a garden right there in the project. So these things have their practicality, that you can, no matter what stage you're on, you can benefit from.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I have someone who wants to share a thought with you, and we're going to bring them in now, 904-777. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Ramadan Mubarak. And when I heard that our Imam Umar Dalaitzi was going to be on American Muslim 360 hosted by Sister Nyla, I had to call. Even though I'm weak, I haven't eaten, I'm about to fall out, and I'm going to prepare
myself.
Wa alaykum as-salam, wa alaykum as-salam. But for those who may not know Imam Umar, I have been knowing Imam Umar for decades. He's a mentor of mine, a very good friend of mine. I don't get an opportunity to see. I haven't seen him in many years. But I will say this, that our Imam has been a consistent, powerful voice of encouragement for us to get ourselves on the right path with regard to economic development, collective empowerment. And Brother Imam, your voice has not fallen on deaf ears. We have... As a leader inside the CWSC, I have your words embedded in my mind. I have your spirit on my heart, and we're going to be making major moves. I just want to let you know that praise be to Allah, we are already seeing many of the things that you have been wanting to see for many, many years, and all I can do is say stay tuned. Stay
yes,
tuned.
Sir.
Okay? And we're going
Thank
to stay
you,
on the
man.
Case. Yeah, so we got big shoes to fill. I'm talking about the shoes that you're wearing right now. We got big shoes to fill, hopefully, inshallah. And I want to let you know and all our pioneers know that the baton is on, it's picked up, and it's running around the track. May Allah continue to bless you. Ramadan Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, blessed night of power and iftar. And I look forward, inshallah. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I look forward to getting the eyeball with you so I can give you a bear hug.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It'd be my pleasure. Right. My pleasure, Mufar.
Yes,
sir. And we are certainly aware. Yeah, we are certainly aware of the great effort that's going on with the WC community and AM360. You know, we are proud of that. We are very proud to see that effort going. And we know it's in good hands. We see it every day. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, praise be to Allah. We can only take the encouragement and the spirit from those who are in front of us. And yourself, Imam, the General Bilal, Elijah Muhammad, Clara Muhammad, my pioneer parents, all the pioneers. When I see you, I see all of them. So I say thank you. And may Allah continue to bless you. And thank you, Nala, for having Imam Umar on. He needs to come on more often, inshallah. All righty.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brother, alhamdulillah. I have a question to everyone who's listening, because you want to squeeze everything in. Take a break, and then we're going to come back. And what I want you to think on is, because I'm going to let everyone know that you were one of the Florida Conference of Muslim American leaders a few years back. I say a few. Mm-hmm. You can take us there and just share with us how that happened, and then we'll snap right back forward to the contract, how we, and it's a community-wide Shura conference, is the parent body of American Muslim 360. So how we, as we engage with whatever we engage with, we want to throw away the yesterday thinking and put on a new thought process. So we're truly going to have to walk through this psychology as you were presenting just a moment ago. So just a moment, we'll be right back, everyone. And thank you, Imam, for your patience. Everyone, stay tuned.
Peace be upon you. Are you enjoying what you're hearing? If so, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages. You are listening live to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in all of the nation.
Introducing the CWSC cloning program, where we combine just the right DNA to create expertise on demand right in the laboratory. Need an accountant or food bank specialist to help you design that community outreach program? Or maybe you need an IT specialist to help you with your website. Whatever the need, the CWSC cloning program does not exist. If we want expertise, it's going to take you and me inside the MCNRD, the Model Communities National Resource Directory. Visit CWSC.us today, because we are the change we've been waiting for. Cloning won't do it, but trusting the group intellect will. visit cwsc.us and register in the Model Communities National Resource Directory today. Because together, we can remake the world.
We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the...
Enjoying the program you're listening to and imagining being part of the solution? You don't have to imagine. Now, wherever you live, wherever you work, you can go beyond the dialogue and network with others committed to being part of the solution. CWSC and AM360 connect you to the Model Communities National Resource Directory. Register your skills, knowledge, and abilities today at cwsc.us. Because words make people, but it will take people to remake the world.
Dr. Amina Ali, Wednesday night host of The Birth of Women here on AM360. You know, we recently had a very successful pledge drive. Your passionate giving helps to keep the programming alive and well. So to keep the offering continual, we are asking each and everyone within our listening audience to make an ongoing, tax-deductible, very charitable donation of as little as $10 a month. You can use a major credit card, pledge via autopay, or make a yearly donation of a higher amount. Log on to cwsc.us and click the donate button. Remember, your donation helps grow the iman of the Ummah into a higher intelligentsia.
And we are back, and we are with our guest speaker tonight, sharing with us our dear brother Hilesi Ummah, and we are so proud to have him here. And we're going to go right to our question about I have a love for Florida. I have a love for the United States, but Florida is my heart right now. And so, Imam, tell us about the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans. Before it was named Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, please share with us.
Yes, it was a group. It's a group started, it's been in existence so many years, I don't really have the exact year. But I would share with you Imam Ronald D. Shaheed, when he was in college here in Florida State, was one of the founding members. Imam Ronald D. Shaheed Omar Kashif has served as leadership, and his leadership has went around. I served for a short time, which I'm not very proud of my service at that time. We were in a transitional period. But it's been around for at least 30 years, I would say, and in various forms. But over the past 20 years, we've really did a lot of significant things, and in terms of focusing in on Imam Muhammad's leadership, Radiallahu and Alayh, Rahim Alayh, bless our greatest Deen and leader, and Imam, and give him that high state in the paradise. Following his vision and focusing our mission on that vision, we've made some contributions in terms of education, business development, et cetera, all of the key points, culture enrichment. And, you know, we really have to look at culture a little more seriously. Governance, you know, when we say governance, the first governance is the governance of self, the governance of family, community, state, et cetera, et cetera. So we like to say governance rather than government, but governance. How do we see governance? So I think we need to focus a little more on that in health. You know, we have some great professionals in the health field that doing a tremendous job. So FCMA focus has been on those areas and finding people to head committees. For instance, education, Imam Haitham is the key person in the state. Business development, I've been chairing and co-chairing that committee for a number of years. Culture, we still are trying to develop that area. Governance, we have Imam Rashad up in Tallahassee near the Capitol, working in that area. And health has been another area that we haven't addressed quite comfortably. And I'm doing some things on that as well, because I really sense over the past few years, it's been on my heart that we are, as elders and seniors, are struggling with health issues. So we need to really target in on that so we can finish strong.
Alhamdulillah, I'm thankful that you're bringing that into the focus as well. And we have been focusing now on, and these are subtitles probably, if, as I mentioned, the next one is our youth and youth development and prison services and marriage. We've been looking, and we know those social concerns, and they come under sociocultural, but we had to pull them out from that area and really zoom in on it, because it's like you can't put it behind the scene and wait on it to happen. So many ones are down in Miami and in Jacksonville. They've been focusing on the children, and then on the young people, and then on marriage. And the strategies have been with campsites where we can commune together. But I think now, as you were mentioning, again, the idea of when we connect, that we come with the mindset to come as a business thinker to promote the or encourage contractual process that will call us to account for moving, and we really look at the whole state and really move in that manner. So, inshallah, share some more information now on some of the strategic ways. I know you were speaking of the book, and you were speaking of these are ways and means of the health product. More strategies that we can use. You know, I know we connect twice a year now, but I'm going to leave it for you to share more strategies if you have any, or yeah, some more information you want to share.
Yeah, on a couple of great things I'm looking at going on in the community. Allah has really blessed me to do some connecting with different groups in different areas. And for instance, Dr. Nuruddin is planning a health conference where he's going to be inviting all of the health facilitators in our association to sit down, to come together in a conference format and develop a strategy for health. You know, and I think we've been doing some of that in terms of the business planning for FCMA. We felt that the FCMA wasn't ready to do business itself as a business entity, but it can facilitate. It can be a facilitator of business development. And that's how we see the role of FCMA in the state of Florida. Not so much having a business, but facilitating business development. And we should see that for all of our nonprofits, that they are facilitating the development of this platform that Imam Muhammad introduced us to, that we all know and share because it's in our heart, spirit, and it's in our needs. It's something we need. So, you know, that type of strategy I would recommend highly, that we let the professionals in various areas, just like the resource center that CWC has put together, where we can list all of the businesses and things that we are doing, et cetera. You know, that's a great community resource. So like minds have to join. You know, this is our Imam direction. You're never going to get everyone on board and on page, but when you get like minds together, that's a powerful concept for moving the community forward.
Allahu Akbar. And we're at 7:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I apologize, everyone, if you have a quick question or have a question, we're going to be coming right up on the next presentation. This leaves open for Imam DeLacy to come back to us, be with us, because he's our brother and he's here. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have it, he's here. And we're going to stay connected as we're presenting this model. We're building this model in Florida as we speak. And we're thankful for the leadership, the conveners, the one that's in the Khalifa process, you know, ones are being groomed. And so, alhamdulillah, and they're the young minds. We're going to connect with you, Imam DeLacy. I've spoken with the young minds, and they're energized. So, inshallah, we just want to keep that psychology present, yeah, so that they don't, you know, crawl into that little hole and think that, oh, well, it can't be done.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thanks for having me on, Sister Nyla. I'm in transition still, and I apologize for that.
Oh, you know, that's quite all right.
This is a
we know that you're not driving. We have a responsible thing that we say. No drivers. If you're driving, pull over and get to a safe zone and then connect. We don't want to hear from you if you're driving.
That's right.
But we know.
I'm not driving. No. In my sight, that would be a travesty. That would be something very tragic for everyone.
Praise be to Allah. Okay, well, if anyone, we have about 3 minutes. If anyone wants to give greetings to Imam, and while you're sharing again your contact information, Imam.
Yes, I'm DeLacy Umar. My website is www.halalmarketingenterprise.com. The health website is halalmarketing.successbyhealth. So I have two websites that I'm dealing with now. And my number is 321-917-1235. You can call me anytime for information on what we are doing here, the product lines that we are dealing with. And we are trying to connect all of the productive products that are healthy and see that we can give assistance to promoting and distributing those type of products. So that's the company, the company mission. And so it's not just that. And we want to see those products also contribute to the big picture in terms of community development. Yes.
Allahu Akbar. That's what we're talking about. Listen, we do have 504-451. We want you to hear from our laureate, Poet Laureate,
yes,
AM360.
Yes,
that's
I
an
love to speak with Bilal. That's my hometown.
I'm really smiling. Such a great day to be listening to the host of the hostess and the guest on the program. But Musa, he was talking yesterday, but it was at the end of the program, about bringing back the rap situation that they had in the program with Imagine the Lab at the end. So he was seeking to get into that again. So I just put that out there. It's
like something to work with. Yeah, and the spoken word is so important too. We're very proud of what you're doing. Inshallah, I hope I get to see you when I come back to the city. I really, really would like to know how to get in touch with you when I'm in the city.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. So inshallah, keep the good work up. Thanks for your contribution.
Amen. If anybody else in your community, you would like to utilize any of the material that I've seen or talked about or we heard, y'all can go ahead and take it.
All right.
We heard it there.
Yes, sir.
Do whatever y'all want to do. Okay,
that's the spirit we need.
It is 7:59, everyone, and guess what? We have a 3-hour special. Everyone's been aware of that, I'm sure, from this morning. So we're going to hang up. Those who want to be in the community area, you will dial back in if you're here on 515. But we want ones to continue streaming on 701-719-4197, and you'll hear the live presentation. The